Well, more bad news for the U.S. economy. Officials of Detroit City and Michigan say they've decided to file for bankruptcy protection.
I had the opportunity to sit down with the executive team, and Kevin and I talked about some of the things we needed to do on a going forward basis. Kevin had another meeting at that point and gave me a call this afternoon to tell me that decision had been made to file for Chapter 9.
Well, officials say their decision is necessary to protect Detroit from creditors. Detroit's state-appointed emergency manager, Kevin Orr, says the city's long-term debt is estimated to be around $20 billion. The bankruptcy filing makes Detroit the largest city in the U.S. history to do so. The city is already suffering from billions of dollars of piled-up debt, economic mismanagement, and loss of tax revenue. Officials issued a plan to restructure the city's debts and obligations in June. That plan would leave many creditors with much less money than what they're owed. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mike Revall, who is a former U.S. senator, and he's joining us live now from San Francisco. Senator, thanks a lot for joining us now. You know, put this into context for us, Senator, because obviously we know that Detroit is an extremely important U.S. city. How is this bankruptcy filing going to affect it?
Essentially, what you see in Detroit is sort of the refuse of capitalism. Because at one point in its history, Detroit was a very, very powerful, vibrant growing community, and was the automobile capital of the world.
Right. So then going forward, Senator, has Detroit seen the last of its bright days?
Oh, there's no question about that. I've been there a couple times in the last 5 years, and it is truly a ghost town. It's very sad. And when I characterized it as the refuse of capitalism, I really meant it, because capitalism, of course, has a good side and bad side. And when you see the bad side of Detroit, you realize that it's not only the fault of capitalism, it's the fault of local government, state government, and federal government, because nobody in the demise of the economy of Detroit, nobody is without guilt.
So in a sense, Senator, can this be seen as a positive move, this filing for bankruptcy?
Yes, it is. It's to try to bring some order and some scale to the bankruptcy, and if it goes all the way through. But what it does, it holds everything at bay. So that planners can get to work. Now, there may be several federal programs that can be instituted that would help bring back the city. But at least for the next generation, I doubt you'll see any improvement in the city of Detroit.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Senator Grovall, as always, we do sincerely appreciate your insight.
Thank you.